Blog Talk Radio.
Set the alarm with DJ Sean, 9 p.m. Monday night. Independent artist on. I'm the ghost with the most. Nova Ghost made the song. Hilltop Radio from the Bay to Milan. Look, set the alarm with DJ Sean, 9 p.m. Monday night. Independent artist on. I'm the ghost with the most. Nova Ghost makes the song. Hilltop Radio from the Bay to Milan. Look,
invisible, right? Have to get that man a song. Got me in a zone in the living room with the tune. Running, telling news. Even got the sounds for the goon. Play it all night long. Screaming in 100 million homes.
Set the alarm with DJ Sean, 9 p.m. Monday night. Independent artist on. I'm the ghost with the most. Nova Ghost made the song. Hilltop Radio from the Bay to Milan. Look,
now you tuning in to the Hilltop
Radio.
Only drop a song when it feel hot. In the whip, mobile phone, or your desktop. DJ Sean in your home, let that hit drop.
Set the alarm with DJ Sean, 9 p.m. Monday night. Independent artist on. I'm the ghost with the most. Nova Ghost made the song. Hilltop Radio from the Bay to Milan. Look,
hey, this Nova Ghost, and you're rocking with the invincible DJ Sean on the Hilltop Radio Show. Yeah.
I'm gonna be here at 5:30.
All right, you guys already know what time it is. It is Monday night. You already know what it is. I'm a little early tonight because I gotta get reserved the rights for my team, America's team. They play tonight at 8 o'clock, and I am not going to be on the air while my boys are kicking ass tonight. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in a little, about 2-3 hours earlier tonight. I want to thank everybody that's already on, and I want to thank everybody that keeps Hilltop Radio Show number one locked in each and every Monday, Thursday, and Sundays. And we're getting ready to go back to Tuesday nights. Here come 2020. First of all, before we get to the Hilltop Radio Show, the Indie Artist Spotlight, next up by another producer, mixologist, and DJ to the Hilltop. What's up, Scoop Beats? See, you got a lot going
What's
on
up?
Back there, man. What you doing?
What's up,
what you doing?
Hold on. What's up, fam? How y'all doing? How's everybody?
Doing good, man. What's going on, man? How you feeling tonight?
Man, I'm doing well. I can't complain. Yes, sir.
So, man, tell the new audience your first time, man. Let everybody know what you do, man. Where you from? Social media links. You know, this is
okay.
What people look for. Tell everybody who you is, brother.
Well, I'm Scoop Beats. I'm a musician, producer, artist, and I'm from Oklahoma City. I turned up and. Let's see. My MySpace page is MySpace. Facebook page is facebook.com/ Scoop Beats. And Twitter is IMDWoody at IMDWoody. And my Instagram is at Bishop Beats. That's Bishoptbeatz is in zebra. And so those are my links. So you can contact me or email me at Gmail, which is Scoop Beats with a Z, not a S, Scooptbeatz at gmail.com. Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, welcome to the show, man. I appreciate you, man. Let everybody know how difficult it was getting this, doing the Indie Artist mix, man, compared to the other mixes that you normally do, you know, the up-to-date, you know, hip-hop music, R&B music from back in the day, man. How a challenge was it trying to get the Indie Artist mix together, man? Because I know we talked a lot.
Yeah, first and foremost, I'd like to give DJ Sean a shout-out. At times, I felt like he was just kind of coming at me, but he's schooling me on the correct techniques, because it had been a minute since I had DJed, But like I said, I'm appreciative for you believing in me. But what I'm learning is, like, with the newer independent artists, I'm trying to showcase their skills along with, you know what I'm saying, making sure the actual mix is on point, because basically to any artist, their music is their resume. And that even comes to, like, even when it comes to, you know, music that I might produce or record, that's part of our resume as artists, producers, DJs, or whatever. So what I'm trying to provide is the best sound and the best mixes for them, as far as them getting the proper exposure, you know, so they won't be embarrassed and stuff like that, you know. Just keeping it G, straight up.
All right, man. I apologize that, man. It's just perfection over 20 some years in the business, man, and DJing since, you know what I mean? I can remember going to the radio station with my uncle and him teaching me how to be a DJ. It's just perfection, craft, man, and just understanding the music and stuff. So I appreciate you not giving up and not getting mad and sticking to it, man, because, you know, as they say, it's always a brighter side over the rainbow. So
yes, sir. So
let's get into Scoop Beats, you guys. This is Scoop Beats with his with the top 10 here on the Hilltop. You guys already know we do the spotlight or show or even a live show, and we do the hottest. We got the top 10, the hottest young ladies. I call the bad girls of R&B right now. That I've been promoting since August here on the show, and then the boys of hip hop and rap, their top 10 will come out next week, and Scoop Beats will have a mix up for you guys as well. So, any further, this is 9 minutes of funk. I'm gonna call 9 minutes of funk with the one and only Scoop Beats, and this is his indie mix, y'all, on the Indie Artist Radio Show on the Hilltop Radio Show, and this is the Invincible One, DJ Sean. Oh, wait a minute. And yeah, I know a lot of people say, well, DJ Sean, how come you can't mix your own shit? Well, the reason why I don't want to mix my own shit is because I'm giving an opportunity to DJs and putting them on a platform here, on a worldwide platform here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So why should
we appreciate that,
and this young man is from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and I'm here on the East Coast. So why not give him a shine and give him a do of what's due? I've been there, done that, and still doing it. So that's why I ask for you DJs out there, send me something, let me listen to it. If it's worth being on the radio, I'll put it on the radio. That's called networking and supporting one another. Us DJs, all you DJs talk about, oh man, I'll support you, this and that, but y'all don't come forward with Your bond is your word. So right now it's 9 minutes of funk with Scoop Beats here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Guys, sit back, relax, enjoy it. And when we come back, we got AKA Mr. Flat Fabulous. Now that's Trey Deuce from Tennessee. We're gonna re-release his song tonight here on the Hilltop. Sit back, relax, we'll be right back.
Just want your sex. Baby, don't come here. magic. If I was smart enough, I'd say this love is magic, 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 magic.
top. I promise I'm saving us both. Just fly away with me, baby. I promise my life is so crazy. Saving the time for your lady. I wonder what time will it pay me. I wonder what time will you save me. You keep it on lock for me, baby. Now I can be Superman, you be my Lois Lane. I promise time that we got, I never waste again. I promise, baby, if we got it, then we lock it in. Yeah, 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 yeah. Too many times I don't. I promise I'm saving us both. Just fly away with me, baby, baby. I promise my life is so crazy, crazy. I'm saving my time for you, lady, lady. I wonder what time will it pay me, baby. I wonder what time will you save me, save. Just keep it all alive for me, baby, baby. Now I can.
All right, all right. Welcome back here to the Hilltop. That was 9 minutes of funk with Scoop Beats here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. I appreciate your time and bringing the tunes to the Hilltop.
I wanted to give a shout-out, too. I noticed you're a Cowboys fan, and I sure am a Cowboys fan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something negative. I'll get ready to hang up on your ass.
No, sir, buddy.
All right. That's the reason why I got the show early tonight. To reserve all rights to America's team, so that I'm watching them whoop the Giants' ass tonight. So Latrell,
yes,
I know you're listening. I want you to say something negative about the Cowboys, and you won't get an interview tonight.
Hey man, hey man, I ain't got nothing to say.
Man,
I mean we all can't be great, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
Yeah.
What's up, Trey Deuce? Trey Deuce is in the house. We here
getting
ready to re-release here live tonight his hit song Lay It Down, right?
Yes, sir. Lay It Down.
Right.
You know the issue we had with the one guy when we did the Soul Brooklyn Challenge?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we got together because he came out Throwing shots, so we just, me and Suge came together and we did one. Suge did his own, I did my own, so what it is, lay it down. I mean, it's all love, though. It's all love. You know, we all from the same neighborhood,
right.
So it's
love. I know how you and I've been around you and Suge like for the longest, and I know how you guys dedicate. How you dedicated to your music and how you guys are as musicians and artists.
Right.
And it's like very disrespectful when you guys open up a platform. Like, especially like when I reach out to you guys are always there. And it's like you guys open up the door for a lot of artists in y'all's hometown as well, too. And then when you
right.
got artists that think that they're better than the next person, man. You guys put them in your place and you're supposed to be there. We're supposed to put negative people in their places because we as a crew, because we are a crew, we open up a lot of doors for a lot of artists that don't get that platform like everybody else does. When you come negative and disrespectful, then you wonder why you always last to get to where you want to be at.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely right.
Yep.
Yeah, so
I think we don't put them in this place though, because we haven't had no more issues with them. So is what it is, man.
That's right.
I mean the game is cold, but it's fair, you know.
I mean like out there at Oklahoma City, Scoots, I mean you got a couple people that reached out to me that were negative view, you know what I'm saying? You didn't do nothing to me. If they see, my thing is like this: if they could do better than someone else, show me your shit. If you can't show me your shit, stay the fuck out of my, you know, off my phone or out of my inbox.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of people that's like that. A lot of people claim that they copying over somebody else and stuff. Let me say this real quick: when you get your numbers to where my numbers are at, you know, then you can say something to me. Then you have that right. When you're paying for what I'm paying for, then you can say what you want to say and you have that right. But until then,
exactly.
Shut the fuck up and move on with yourself. And I hate to be like this negative on the radio, but this is the way we got to be sometimes. And Trail, you know how we just We just let people have it because that's the way it is, Scoots. And, you know, Scoots, oh, yeah, Scoots, this is Latrell, a.k.a. Fabulous. This is Fabulous. MC Fabulous. Number, this is the president of his fan club.
Okay. Okay. Scoots, man, and I tell you this, to the people that do have something negative to say, one thing I've learned is one thing I have done is produce for a long time. And what people don't understand about me, like even my senior year in high school, I wasn't in school. I was already in colleges and stuff, and I was doing college parties and all of that. And a lot of these people that probably said something negative about me, because I guarantee you, you can come to Oklahoma City, somebody either knows me or know about me because it's been that much work done. And even as a musician, what people don't know, I'm not a regular producer. I play multiple instruments. And a lot of these people that I've helped, but then Oklahoma has a deal to where, like, they like to sneak this behind your back and smile in your face. And I just learned to laugh it off or deal with them. Because half the time, people are not as bold as what they say when they're in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just learned to shake it off and keep it pushing.
Straight up.
Yep. Our deal with
that's it. What, that's why we laying them down tonight. We're gonna lay them down, lay them to rest.
Yeah, that's
yes, sir. It,
I know a lot of people. We're waiting on Matt Shug to join us momentarily. Latrell. Also, I just want to say this. We got the Southern soul artists that are starting to. I don't want to say. That type of music is really starting to get popular. I got to think of what I got to say, but you guys got to understand one thing. When you're creating a genre and you're trying to, you're wondering why the Grammys isn't recognizing you, VH1 isn't recognizing you, MTV isn't recognizing you, the Billboards, isn't recognizing you. The only people is recognizing their own people, you know, radio stations here and there that pop up on YouTube, that pop up on Facebook, and a little bit of a handful of radio stations down south that play the Southern soul music. For one, you got to stop being messy. It's too many microphones for everybody if you really count it. Whether you the top artist or you the smallest artist, the stage is big enough for everybody.
And then
they wonder why I don't play. I play certain artists, certain Southern soul artists here on my show. One is because they support. They support what I do. I support what they do. Two is they advertise me as much as I advertise them. So don't come at me and put me in groups and wonder why I don't say anything, because I don't have to say anything, because all you guys are messy. Most of you dudes that do Southern soul or sing Southern soul, you act like females. I'm going to say it like that, plain and simple as that. And the number here at the show is 516-595-8110. You can call toll free, or you can even call my cell phone, 704-713-7596. Most of you talk a lot of junk behind the door, but when the door is open and you need to talk, no, everybody's hiding. Uh-huh. Then you so-called Southern soul promoters, y'all just as worse as the artists, because you guys act like females too. Real talk. So I don't give a fuck who, if you a Pookie Bear, if you are TK, whoever, or whatever, y'all music will never be played on my radio station point blank. Only the select few that I allow on my show, they continue on playing on my show. Until you male artists in the Southern soul start growing up and being men and stop being females with your tight jeans and your tight shoes on, walking around with your shirt off, and half of you are funny looking any motherfucking way. And that's why I got everybody about that tonight. So if anybody that don't like what the hell I said, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You can unfriend me. You can remove me from your little whack ass groups because you'll never be a Grammy Award winning artist. You'll never make it far in the industry because don't no label want y'all messy ass people around them. You can't make no money. I'd be stupid to sign one that parades around the stage like a female does in the music line. Real talk. So I just want to throw that at you guys tonight here on the show. I got my go ahead, Trail.
Brother, you need a hug?
Oh no, man, I'm good, man. Nah, man, you know,
oh, man.
I just get tired of these damn people, man. And like this, you know, and like they the best singers in the industry, man. And they messier than a gospel quartets, man. Honestly, man, they messy. Messy.
Oh man.
Messy as hell. And it's pathetic. Well, I got the one and only, my ninja brother of another mother, Max Sugar's in the house. What's up, Mac?
What's up, man? What's up? What's up? Hey, listen. I said, what the fuck did I walk into today?
We was actually discussing the reasons why me and you did these tracks. All behind old boy. I'm not gonna say his name because we're not gonna give him that much credit. But that's what we were discussing, the reason why behind the songs that we were creating.
Yeah, man. I know. I mean, I just saw him doing some jerk shit yesterday. I was just like, fuck it, he ain't gonna give up, is he? You know. But I mean, it's just not bothering me, man. I'm totally focused on some other shit. And facts is facts, man. Facts is facts.
But like I was telling Trail, Matt, you guys, you and Trail has opened up a lot of doors there in Tennessee for a lot of artists in Tennessee, outside of Tennessee. But then when you have ones that are disrespectful to the calls, you have to tan their ass or make them go sit in the motherfucking corner and go do time out. You know what I'm saying? And y'all's time out is scolding them on a track.
I told Trail, and Trail will tell you this, that I said, you know, instead of being the old school Shug and actually beating him up, I ain't gonna do that. Now your work got to show. All that rah rah shit you was talking about, show me on what.
Ain't that it?
Right. Hey, Max, sure, we got the one and only, Matt, we got the one and only Scoop Beats. Scoop Beats is on with us from Oklahoma City. Producer, DJ.
What's up? What's up? Hey, I saw you talking about that on the book, man. The two new editions of Hilltop Radio. I was like, that's what's up. I see you expanding.
Yeah, man. Trying to give these other brothers, you know, a showcase, a platform like we do everybody here on the show. So what I want to do, man, before we get into Fabulous' new song, I want to do a throwback here on the Hilltop, the one and only Max Sugar. Scoop, you're going to love this,
yes,
man.
Sir.
I know you're going to want to jump your hands and do a remix. We'll be right back here on the Hilltop.
Okay.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Trying to show them how to love you. See, he ain't gonna love you the way a real nigga's supposed to.
Bridge the gap. Are we in the streets yet?
But I'ma show them how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few
I'ma
times.
I'ma show 'em how to love ya.
You caught 'em in a few lies and you done left a few
I'ma
times.
I'ma show 'em how to love ya.
We've been rolling tough since way back. You left a few times, but still you went right back. He won't treat you like I treat you. He won't look you in the eyes and say he love you and mean it. He won't lay you on the bed, kiss it then eat it, cuddle up with you to appreciate your features. Real talk, he don't appreciate you neither. He'll let your ass leave, too stubborn to say he needs you. But you only live once. He won't let you out the crib. He won't let you see nothing. All the dirt he been doing, that's why he don't trust you. All the hurt he put you through, shit, that don't mean nothing. Too afraid you'll see something. If I was in your life, wouldn't put nothing above you. And I'm just trying to love you. And I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya.
He used to take you out riding. Now every time I see you, you just out crying. And it feels like the best part of you was dying. And some telling you you need to stop trying. Don't wanna take him from his kids. Don't wanna leave and find somewhere to live. It's just you and the kids. How you paying bills? Got nowhere to go, so you just stay where you is. But he won't do the things I do. He don't know this love over here is true. Don't know what it feel like to be somebody's boo. That spend some time with you and say they love you and be true. He don't want you to see nothing. If I was in your life, wouldn't put nothing above you. If I was in your life, I would try to cuff you. That nigga got you now, but I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya.
You caught him in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show him how to love ya. I'ma show 'em how to love ya.
You caught 'em in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show 'em how to love ya.
You caught 'em in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show 'em how to love ya.
You caught 'em in a few lies and you done left a few times.
I'ma show 'em how to love ya. I'ma show 'em how to love ya. I'ma show 'em how to love ya.
He said he gonna show 'em how to love ya. Here on the Indie Artist Spotlight Radio Show, that's the one and only Max Shook. Don't he sound like a Barry White, Latrell?
Man, I'm gonna tell you something. Shook ain't shit.
Oh man! But you know what? I always tell you, I can't be shit because I'm too busy being the shit.
He's too busy being the shit. That's my man, though.
That sound like a motherfucking 70s movie we could bring for the 2020. The shit.
I'm too busy being the shit.
That's right.
So what, bro?
Let me make you some records.
Man, let's work. Everybody knows I'm a workaholic, man. I'm a workaholic.
Yeah. I hear you. I'll just show you how to love you. Yeah.
Hey, man. I got some of the album. I would love to get some production with you on the finishing touches of the album. God Don't Make Nobodies, man. It's incredible. It's a real fine body of work, man. There's something for everybody on there.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna throw this out.
I write stuff too, man. I could throw you some ideas and all that.
Man, let's do it. I'm always looking for new flavor, man. Really, to show that versatility and just, you know, show, man, what kind of arsenal I got, man. It's just because, you know, I'm from Tennessee. It's well overlooked. It's overlooked. But, you know, I embody that. That's what I like to do, be very creative, man. I'm with that.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm going to let this out tonight. I did a rap song back in 88, 89, and I was going through some stuff, and I came across the tape. So I'm getting ready to do some revamping with the beat, because it was an instrumental beat that I did it over. But I'm gonna get the beat to you, Scoop. See, you redo it for me, and Latrell and Mac, I'm gonna get you guys to get on the thing with me, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a gangster.
That's what's up.
It's a gangster song, man. It's a gangster. You know what I mean? Like, Adele, this ain't DJ Shaw, but yeah, I used to do something back in the day as well. Yeah. Not only DJ, I could beatbox. And I had some rhymes, too.
Put me in the game, coach. I'm with it. You know, I damn sure want to do it. I want to do it.
We can definitely do it.
That's right.
I'll send you some songs. I just released a song. It's on iHeartRadio, iTunes, all that stuff. It's called Imagination. And
send it over, man.
Cool. Okay. I'll get that over.
Get it on the radio, man. Shit, yeah. This beat has that old school Biz Markie beat. Doom, doom. Doom, doom.
Oh, that classic.
Yeah, the classic beat. Yeah. We're going to have to
chop it up
a little bit.
Like the bar game.
Got to chew it up a little bit. Spit it out. Make it look hard. Make it sound a little hard. Sound a little fresh. You know what I'm saying? Make some people mad. Put some people. But right now, let's go to Trail. Trail, you new single off your up and coming album. When you dropping your new EP?
I'm not sure yet. I just started production actually, but I already got the title. It's called Late Night Vibes.
Okay.
I just sent Suge actually a copy of the CD cover this morning, a little while ago. You know, so
right,
I'm
right,
debating
right.
on three of them right now. But like I said, it's called Late Night Vibes, and it's the second installment off the King of Pimpin' album. So you know, we're gonna always keep it pimpin' over here.
That's right. So Trail, how important is this EP to all the other ones that you've done and released in the past, bro?
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you this before I go into that. My first album was Conflict of Interest, and ironically, Suge produced that album, you know.
Oh, wow.
And I released that album, in like 2010, and even to date, that's my best-selling album now. So actually, I'm actually trying to top that one, you know.
Okay.
And I know I'm always saying that's my last album, but I think this time is my last album, though.
Hey, don't be trying to top my body of work, man. The hell, Roach.
Hey, man, I'm saying after I drop this one, you know, that's 10 strong for me. So, I'm leaving out with a bang, 10 years strong, so I'm good.
Man, let me call Killer Cat up in here. You talking about retiring again?
Hey, man, here you go with this shit.
Hey, man, the game owed me, you know. I've been doing it too long, bro.
I'm actually going to trail, you know, I hope you ain't quite finished with it. I got a little piece of work, man, I think you would love to be on. But yeah, you know, I always try to send you a contribution of my work, something different,
right?
To new flavor. Right. So I got something for you.
Okay.
I got something for you.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, man, you're too important to the game to retire like this, man. You ain't even hit your damn 40s yet, man. What the hell?
I hit my what yet?
You ain't hit your 40s yet.
Shit, me.
Hey, look, hey, Sean, bullshit, you know. Soon as the day he dropped the album, the next day I'm going to send his ass a record. He'll be like, man, Sugar, here you go with the shit, man. But I'm going to get on this one, though. I'm going to get on this one, though.
Hey, Scoots, I'm going to give you Latrell's information, and you just bombard him with a bunch of fucking beats and shit.
Yeah, watch him change his motherfucking etiquette. Watch him change his etiquette.
You know, I'm still got nothing but
bangers, bro. And he's going to be like, you know what? I might get three more in.
I gotta still, you know, keep my team in mind, you know, because I still got the Chaos Music South over there, and you know, matter of fact, even the guy I wrote the song about, he was on my Chaos Music South label, but after he did that fuck shit, he was instantly dropped.
Over a damn song. Wow.
Over a song. Yep. Yep, he was definitely
dropped. Man, but look, at the end of the day, though, man, because, like, even then, and I told Trail, and, like, this shit was really going to help him, in a sense, because he doesn't have a body of work. He hasn't really put in no work, you know. So this shit was really going to help him, and that was the thing about it. But if people like Cat and a lot of other artists that was on Chaos Music or different people that I even had told Trey that might be interested in doing, if they would have been available, he never would have even been considered to be on the song.
Never would have.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
You know?
This man,
so that's
this
why
is
I
the,
mean.
Go ahead, Mac. I'm sorry, brother.
I mean, you just making a bunch of fuss about nothing, man. But, I mean, look what happened. Look at the turnout of it.
It's true.
Yeah, Sean, and you know, he even went to the extent to re-release the song after it was finished with only me and Suge verse on there, and that's really what this is all about, because he has no right to use our vocals for something he didn't help create.
Yeah, that's a lawsuit.
That's what we were pissed off about.
Yeah, you're dealing with fire. You're dealing with fire when you do that. You can be sued for millions and millions of dollars for that, man. That's regardless if you're an A-list artist or not, you can't do that without permission. Management.
Right.
Permission.
I mean, you see what happened with Travis Scott and Juicy and DJ Paul, you know.
Hell
over
yeah.
That slob on the Nod beat, you know.
Yep. Yeah. You can't do that. Not without permission. That's a lawsuit within a hat. Yeah, within a half. I mean, you could put liens and everything on anything he got.
Hey, Sean, but not for nothing, you know, Trenton, I'm going to tell you that, like, even after this situation that involved, you know, I actually got DJ Lay to reach out to him, which was a mutual friend of both of ours, but I even called him, like, you know, hey, we need to dead this situation.
Hold up, Suge. Sorry to cut you off, but Sean, DJ Lay is my CEO of Chaos Music South. You know, so
right.
That's why Suge reached out to him. Go ahead.
I reached out to, but Jamie, but you know, he's also been a friend of mine in the game. I recorded my first solo project at his house. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So I've been knowing him, you know, 20, 30 years almost. You know, it's been a long time, so. But I even reached out, but, you know, he opted out of even, you know, I want to have a conversation. He just replied back in a text and like, nah, I don't want to talk to dude because I know how this is going to go and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, like I told them, you know, if it was going in left field, we wouldn't even be talking. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not in left field with shit. So, like, but let's dead the shit, you know what I'm saying? Because people really don't want to see it. And people don't want to see me slaughtering you the fucking way I am, really. You know what I mean? Because I just know too much truth from shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of
right.
shit. I'm not going to come at you with a bunch of shit I speculate on. I don't do that to nobody. You know what I'm saying? The facts hurt more than anybody. The truth hurts.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
But you just got to learn how to. That's good you bring it in a mutual, you know, someone that knows everybody and trying to get stuff resolved. Because you know, you guys could have went, you guys could have dealt it the other way, but you guys are gentlemen in the game. You don't find a lot of gentlemen in the game these days. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my hat goes off to y'all two because y'all two are pioneers in this game, man. And a lot of people respect you guys, and a lot of people look up to you guys as well too, because all you have to do is put y'all's name out. How many people reach out to me and you guys' area wants me to play their music? Seriously, real talk.
Right. Right.
So we've been cool since day one. That's 5 years ago. And Trell, you were talking about retiring then. Your ass is still here. So
Yeah, man. He damn sure was.
Wasn't he, Mac? 5 years ago.
Yeah, man.
We introduced Killer Cat on the show, man. And
right.
That's my last album. Yeah, you're tired.
Hey, look. The same thing I told him then, man. I don't want to hear that shit, man. Cut that shit out.
Nah, Trell, man. I love you, man. I love you like a brother, man. And, man, I appreciate what you do, what you're doing in the game, man. And we're getting ready to break your single right now here on the hilltop. Let's do it like
Let's
this.
Go.
Guys already know how
hey,
we do it.
There ain't no retirement in music, bro.
Calling the box. It's another motherfucking sucker proof DJ exclusive.
Let's go!
We break artists.
Hey, bring that ass here, boy. Yo ass need to quit rapping and become a wrestler. Fuck you mean. Boy, your wrestler name will be Vanilla Spice. Fuck you mean. Boy, your ass look like a walking Picasso. Fuck you mean. Get out of here, boy.
The infamous and chaos of your music.
Got the AI loaded and the beam in the scope. Ready to die, Notorious Khalifa, I won't choke. Got that black fitty Yankee Jay-Z with the flow. Boy, you don't want it, I'ma bring it through the door. Chopper ready, mean it's loaded, so it's cut though. All hands on deck, meaning get down on the floor. Don't be scared, nigga, got you shaking in your boots. And your ass teary-eyed, all you see is don't shoot. Grand Reaper flow, nigga, ending your career. Leaving smoke in a vacant, all I smell was fear. I want you, nigga, guess you thought I'm playing with your ass. 10 steps ahead, I know snakes all in my grass. Don't be looking at the whips, we don't drive by. Walk up to your mama house and tell that ass bye-bye. Watch the death tolls ride, cause I'm killing all your fans. Thought I was no limit, well I guess you count the fucking man. Lay it down, nigga, you don't want these problems. Smith and Wesson at your chest, grab the revolver. Told you, nigga, I ain't never taking no losses. Blasting at the Chevy while your ass still walking. Lay it down, nigga, you don't want these problems. Smith and Wesson at your chest, grab the revolver. Barber told you, nigga, I ain't never taking no losses. Blessing out the Chevy while your ass still.
Lay it down, lay it down. You hoe, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. You hoe, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. You hoe, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. You hoe, lay it down.
Call me Raps Count Drack, cause I'm aiming at your flesh. Don't give a damn what you thought that boy rich your neck. Pop taught a nigga well, Nipsey living through my system. One thing we got in common, ain't no beach niggas winning. This ain't no power, nigga. I know you seeing ghosts, red eyes on the scope. Walking through a cloud of smoke. Got you weak in your knees while you peeking round trees. Hit your left eye quick, cause you creeping TLC. Beach nigga, I'm a king when you see me crown me. Ain't no jokers on the throne, I only fuck with royalty. PBE, CMG, SSC, UC. Ain't no lanes in the circle, Max Sugar gon' murk 'em.
Lay it down, nigga, you don't want these problems. Smith and Wesson at your chest, grab the revolver. Told you, nigga, I ain't never taking no losses. Blasting out the Chevy while your ass still walking. Lay it down, nigga, you don't want these problems. Smith and Wesson at your chest, grab the revolver. Told you, nigga, I ain't never taking no losses. Blasting out the Chevy while your ass still walking.
Lay it down, lay it down. You hoe, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. You hoe, lay it down. Down, lay it down, lay it down. You hoe, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. You hoe, lay it down.
Right, it's the indie artist spotlight of the night. That's Latrell, aka
yes, sir.
Trey Deuce. Lay it down,
Mr.
Deuce.
Fabulous.
AKA Fabulous. Man, I didn't even listen to it. Like when I text you, I said, man, it's loaded, it's ready to go. I didn't listen to it. Now that I heard it, man, that shit is hot as hell, man. Real talk, man.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. I appreciate
it. Yeah. So, yeah, man, your ass don't need to go no damn where,
India.
Man. Fuck that damn, fuck that retiring bullshit you be talking, man.
Ain't that man? For real,
man,
you know he
what you think, man?
Out.
He cut that shit
man,
out, right?
That's my guy, man. I told him, man. Nobody want to hear that retiring shit, man. You know,
yeah,
but the
yeah.
record, I love it, man. I told him, you know, he had texted me over the record, and I was like, nigga, that's a go. That's a go.
Yeah.
Go on, let's do
yeah, you
it.
Got, well, you got it. You got the support here on the hilltop, man. You already know what time it is here, man. So,
man, it's all love. Man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Man, Trail, where can people follow you at on the social media, man? In the name of your company.
Man, you can always get me on Facebook, Latrell Liggins, or either you can Google the Infamous Chaos Music Group. You can catch me on IG at Trey Deuce or Twitter at The Real Player Trey.
Trey, you guys looking for, you and Matt, are you guys looking for any new artists come 2020 to join y'all's label, or are you guys pretty much accept who you have
now? I just picked up a guy. He's also on the Stoke, Tennessee song. His name is Chris Flows. I just picked him up, so he's going to be my M&M, if you know what I mean. So,
right, right.
I mean, the boy's sick. The boy's sick and he's hungry. So as far as that, I don't know what Jamie got going over there at Chaos South, but right now I'm focused on him. I got my artist Rap Devil coming out. He was just on. He just had an interview with iHeartRadio a couple of days ago. And
okay,
I'm trying my best to get Kat back in the studio.
Right.
Trying my best. I mean, because she's still first lady. Trying to get her back in there. I'm still working on my guy Prophecy's album. It's been about 2 years since he dropped. FS3, I just sent him new music the other day, so he's about to start back recording. And I think that's about it. My roster's pretty full right now.
Okay. What about you? What about you, Matt?
Me personally, I'm looking, man. I'm looking for artists to get basically a distribution deal through my publishing company, man. I'm really, really letting a lot of artists just stay independent, grind out, do their own thing, but you know, be able to have a major avenue to, you know, get their music out. Me personally, I got these first two albums. They already ready going into the top of the year. I got 3-4 different EPs coming out with different artists, you know, that's in the making. We're finishing that up right now. And oh shit, man, the shoe line, I'm still trying to bring the shoe line out at the top of the year. And man, I just a lot of different shit, man. I'm spreading my wings, man. Ray Brown publishing company. That's gonna be it for 2020, man. We got a lot of shit going on.
Well, man, I wanna get. Go ahead, Mac. I'm sorry. I didn't know
you're good.
I wanna give a shout out to the state of Georgia correctional institution. A young man go by the name of Band Up Bling. He reached out to me a couple of weeks ago, man. You guys, he's been listening to the show from inside the wall, so they're able to, you know, have Facebook and he's gonna be on here next week, live from the prison in state of Georgia, and we're gonna be dropping his song as well here on the spotlight. Next Monday night. So this is like
the third artist
that has reached out to me from being locked up, being in prison. One was from Alabama years ago, and another one was from the state of Louisiana years ago too. So you never know who's listening to the show, wherever they're at or where they're at. But this young man is really determined to He's able to do his mixing and master right there in the prison where he's at. I asked him how long he has. He says, when you take, like Bernie Mac say, when you take four off that motherfucker ever.
So,
least I could do, I told him I'll help him with his ASCAP and, you know, and getting his music played and so he can, you know, make some money, you know, while he's locked up, man. So, you know, these brothers,
right.
You know, it's positive brothers, man, that reach out and want help, man. You can't always turn your back on everybody. So you guys already know how I am. I'm going to help those who's in need, man. And a brother wouldn't have reached out to me from the max prison system in Georgia if he wasn't serious. And he's been talking every day, man. So yeah, shouts out to my man Band Up Bling.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to him.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't wish that place on nobody, you know.
Exactly. 2020 around the corner, you guys. We got 2020 around the corner, man. Bigger and better things is gonna happen for everybody. Trell, you know your family still. In our prayers and everything, what happened to your brother and everything, man, you know, we still got
already.
Your
yeah.
family and prayers, man, as well as, Mac, you going back to the coaching or what you going to be doing next year, man?
Of course, that's one thing I can't stop was coaching. You know, my daughter's still coming up. Right now I'm in the midst of bringing my middle daughter up. My oldest daughter's about to graduate this year. Well, next year, the top of the year. I've been coaching 14 years, man. I got a total of like 13 championships, 6 state appearances, 2 sportsmanship awards. I'm real big in sports, so, you know, it's something I take very serious. Actually, we're going to start trying to train here before the end of the year is out. You know, my younger girls, I got a 10 to 12 age group coming up next year.
All right, y'all. Matt, any shout outs, man? Anybody? Any shout outs, man? Social media, real quick.
Everybody that listens to the Hilltop, man, you can catch me at Max Shields. That's on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. But also, you can hit me on my direct page on Facebook, Eric Shield Brown. You can go to my website also, maxshug.com. That's maxshug.com. And, you know, I got a free mixtape that just come on there. S-Sir Reloaded is out. I got the Perfect Gentleman on there for sale. And we're constantly upgrading the website, you know, the next few weeks with all the old albums. So be on the lookout for that. Those will be free downloads as well.
All right. Latrell, any shout-outs, man?
I just want to shout out you guys, you know, and the whole DIPMG camp. That's about it, man.
All right, you guys. Well, we're going to get on out of here a little earlier tonight here on the Hilltop. Cowboys play at 8 o'clock. I just want to thank, you know, my main two, Batman and Robin, the Justice League. I'm going to call these guys the Justice League, Mac and Trey, man, for all that you guys do, man, the support that you guys give and always there when I call you guys with projects or just even just asking a question. And vice versa. So 2020, man, I hope will be 10 times better than 2019 was for us. And another mountain to cross to get to where we need to be at. So again, anything that you guys need that I could do, I'm here. You guys already know that, man. Real talk.
Already, bro.
Don't forget, you guys, November.
Coming out.
That's right. November the 14th here on the Hilltop Radio Show, you guys, on the plug. We got the one and only. He's back doing his thing. We got the one and only Maxi Priest. That's right. Maxi Priest will be my guest next Thursday night on the plug at 8:30, talking about his new music, his tour, man. This dude then said that he wants his tour this year. He wants to be able to meet. He wants to know his fans. So he's done downsized from big arenas to being, you guys would never believe this, he wants to be in 150, 200 capacity venues, and he wants each night that he's on the road, he wants his fans to interact and ask him questions after his shows and stuff. So this is what he's calling, giving back to the year 2020, because he's done so much in the industry. And
right.
And can't wait to have him on, man. He's got one song with Lodacy, Shaggy, and Anthony Hamilton that's very popular right now. It's really making waves. So he'll be with us next Thursday night, the 14th of November, here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. Big shout out. And then November the 10th, which is Sunday, the return of the Elite, Gospel Elite radio show with some of the hottest independent gospel artists all across the land, across the world, man. We'll start that back at 8 p.m. on the Hilltop Radio Show on Sundays, man. Some real talented brothers and sisters that we're going to be spotlighting, interviewing, and the music is just crazy, man. Real talk. So that's what we're bringing back. 2020, Taste of Jamaica is coming back. The reggae show will be back in full effect. The sports show will be returned in 2020, man. So I'm be going nonstop every day, 5 days a week, except for Fridays and Saturdays. So we bring you guys a lot of music and a lot of shows starting 2020. You're on the Hilltop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
So, man, on behalf of the Hilltop Radio Show, Max Shug, Latrell, we want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to the show. Also, you guys, starting this week, will be the top 10 hottest independent male artists in the game, starting next Monday night. I'll have the top 10. It's like the bad boys of hip-hop and R&B. It's like the bad girls of R&B and hip-hop. You guys will be the top 10 here on the spotlight. So,
yes, sir.
Any last shout-outs, you guys, before we let you guys go and we get out of here, man?
True.
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
All right.
Man, make sure that the single Stand On It is coming out real soon. So will the album God Don't Make Nobody. Just be looking for it. Go get the singles that's already out. Show Them How to Love You, Go Mode, and Like Is Mine. They all out. iTunes, Spotify, Beats Music, Tidal, any major retailer, man, you can find the singles on.
All right. No release date for Trail, but we'll keep you guys posted. Well, we'll have him come on and let you guys know the day before, a week before he's getting ready to drop his new EP here on the Hilltop, man. So, again, you guys, thank you for tuning in. You guys have a blessed night. We'll see you back here Wednesday morning on the Hilltop. Hilltop in the morning at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you guys have a good night. Stay peace and have peace and stay blessed.
Word. All right, DJ Sean, shout out, man. School B, y'all hit me up, man. Let's get working.
Yeah.
I wanna know where you're at for me. Running this out, I need answers, please. The scripting that's taking a hold of me. So I don't want you getting too close to me. I don't want the love to convert in these flames. Don't want the memories going in vain. I don't wanna lose everything to be vain. I want you to always remember one thing.
Just let me know that I need you. Are you with me? Are you with me? too many times. I promise I'm saving the boat. Just fly away with me, baby. I promise my life is so crazy. Saving the time for your lady. I wonder my time, will it pay me? I wonder what time will you save me? You keep